Look, up in the air. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's We Got the Geek.
Great Scott, it's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, welcome into another fun-filled, action-packed geek survey. And this week, taking part in the geek survey is our good friends, the Hunters.
Hello.
Hello.
It's our first geek survey, and we got the geek.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
I think I had a geek survey on my intro.
We gave you one on your intro, that's right. It was a personal geek survey that week.
Ooh.
So, you've been cool enough in the past to make geek surveys.
Yes.
You've made a couple. Balmer did his very first geek survey a few episodes ago.
Sounds exciting.
It was pretty fun. I'm going to give you some of his questions, and I got some questions here as well.
Alrighty.
All right. So if there was going to be a Leprechaun reboot, would you cast Mini-Me or Peter Dinklage?
Oh, Peter Dinklage. He plays a, like, conniving bastard as it is. I'm sure you could definitely get him to play, like, a mean, spirited pixie creature.
And that might actually be a scary Leprechaun movie.
Well, Vern Troyer, I think Vern Troyer, unfortunately, is now associated too much with just being ridiculous, like
peeing in a corner in this real life.
Well, he did, yeah, he did that. He did, like, all those commercials where he wasn't, like, nobody takes him seriously. At least Peter Dinklage, still at least taking him seriously.
True. Are you in agreement, Kristen?
Sure.
All right. So, I might know the answer to this, but what do you consider the worst superhero movie?
Kristen? What's your worst superhero movie?
I don't know. I don't think I've really seen anywhere enough to really have an opinion.
Which ones have you seen?
You're asking me to remember things?
Yes.
That sounds very familiar.
All right. Well, my worst one is clearly Howard the Duck.
Oh, I didn't expect you to say that.
Really? Which one did you expect me to say?
Green Lantern.
No. Green Lantern's up there, but oh my God, Howard the Duck was just
wow,
horrible.
The bits and pieces of the Fantastic Four movie I saw wasn't that great. Can I go with that?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, no, Howard the Duck. I mean, when you're 30 seconds in and see duck nipples, like, that's a bad movie.
I paid to see that one in the theater.
You poor man.
That was George Lucas's real dark period.
So, yeah, no, Howard the Duck
Howard
is definitely
the Duck.
There.
Wow, okay.
Green Lantern, though, trust me, Green Lantern's in, like, top three, but
I had a top 10 ones of worst ones.
I think probably, like, top three. I'm not saying them in any order, but it's probably, like, Blade 3, Green Lantern, and Howard the Duck.
Wow, and Howard the Duck doesn't have Ryan Reynolds in it, so that's something special.
True. Yeah, I guess Ryan Reynolds is in the other two.
What about Wolverine Origins? You should throw that in there, too.
I didn't mind Wolverine Origins until, like, just the final villain. And as long as you don't call that final villain Deadpool, that movie's not completely horrible.
Cool. All right. So if you were a James Bond villain, what would your special ability be or your name? Like, we had Oddjob with the cool razor hat and Jaws with his teeth.
Oh, God. Probably just because of my day job and I've been reading too many comics lately, I'd have to go with something like Toymaker. Just something like Toymaker from the DC universe where you just, like, explosive RC cars or, like, one of the, like, wind-up walking robots that just happens to shoot guns.
Nice. Kristen?
I honestly couldn't even tell you.
You would throw wasabi at everyone.
I could.
Kill them.
Sure.
Here you go. Poisonous polymer clay strands that you use
nice.
To capture them.
Claymation.
Or a real clay bomb.
There you go.
Cool. Okay. What movie do you wish would have gotten a sequel? I know that's a hard one to think of since every movie gets a sequel these days.
Every movie does get a sequel these days. I'm trying to think of the last standalone movie I saw that I really wanted to see more of.
My go-to answer is always Unbreakable.
I think Unbreakable was enough. Like, I think, like, that was probably a good enough story on its own. Let's go way back. Flash Gordon.
All right.
I think they set up that universe to have enough in it that you could have had, like, different world. Like, I mean, you had so many different things going on in the first one. The Hawkman and, like,
yeah.
Ming the Merciless. And, I mean, wasn't the ending of that movie the, like, the end, question mark?
And his hand came up.
From yeah.
The ground. Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. That's my one for wanting to see a sequel to that.
All right. Kristen?
I can't think of a recent movie.
No, I can't really think of anything either, so I'm just going to make Ryan love me and say Firefly.
All right. Nice.
It works.
Okay. So there's been 6 Leprechaun movies. He's been to space and the hood. Where do you think the Leprechaun should go next?
Underwater.
The land down under.
You want an Australian lumber? You want an Australian leprechaun?
You can fight the kangaroos and the koalas.
I might want to see that one, actually. Compared to the other one?
Crocodile Dundee versus the leprechaun.
Oh, God.
No, I could see them doing, like, just the, like, underwater, like, submarine or, like...
Ancient Peru.
You're thinking really outside the box. That's awesome.
How does a leprechaun even work in ancient Peru?
I don't know. You're just like one, like, mythology squished with another.
That's kind of interesting, actually.
Alrighty.
Feudal Japan?
Oh, no.
Leprechaun origins.
Oh, jeez. Vietnam. the Gulf War.
I was going to say, hold on. Predator was close enough to something like a Vietnam.
Yeah.
Kind of like, because that was the thing. Like, they didn't let you know it was an alien in the Predator trailers. Like, they crafted that trailer to be like, this is a war movie. This is like commandos in the jungle on a rescue op. And only when they got you in there did they, like, pull the bait and switch and go,
yeah,
we're actually an alien sci-fi movie. Haha, suckers, you're watching science fiction.
With the leprechaun, that'd be great.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, there you go. Leprechaun versus Predator.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right, let me hit you up with one of Ballmer's.
Alrighty.
So the one he was proudest of, and we all had interesting questions or answers for this one. If Stan Lee came over for dinner, what would you cook for him? Ooh. And Ryan was like, I'm just going to give him a frozen dinner. Like,
it's going to cook Stan Lee a frozen dinner.
It's Stan frickin' Lee.
No. Okay. So it's got to be green. Whatever you cook for him's got to have green in it.
Yeah.
For the Hulk. Probably something flambé for the Human Torch.
You're cooking this. I'm not.
No, that's fine. So maybe, collard greens, a meatloaf, like something like classic American that you can serve to him on a Captain America shield.
Yes. And
with like peach flambé at the end. I'm just trying to think of like superhero themed. Give him a whiskey on the rocks for the thing.
I don't think anyone else here that night when he asked this question put that much thought into it, like with the superhero theme. That's
I like getting creative in the kitchen.
Cool. Here's another Ballmer one. Which superhero would you not want to be and why?
Can I also say Howard the Duck?
Sure. Is he really a superhero, though?
No, he's not.
He's
really
a stupid
a
duck.
Super anything. I don't want to be Squirrel Girl. Like,
that's self-explanatory.
She keeps winning, but no, nobody respects her.
I'm gonna go with Aquaman because you guys seem to bash him a lot.
I have a lot more respect for Aquaman.
I like Aquaman.
Days.
By the way, have we discussed how we talked about the Captain Carrot revival, and then the next week there was a new one?
Yeah, Bucky O'Hare. It basically looks like the old Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah,
because it's just Captain Carrot. Because Captain Carrot was just a rabbit version of Superman.
Yes.
And now he looks like a space commando.
With guns and everything.
With guns and everything.
Captain K-Rot.
Yes.
It's pretty lame.
I wouldn't want to be him either. Okay, I don't want to be any of the animal superheroes.
So no Crypto, no Ace.
No Detective Chimp. No Rocket Raccoon.
Super Monkey.
No
Super
Spider
Horse.
Ham.
Spider Ham, yeah.
Yeah, no
Howard
the Duck.
These are real creatures.
Oh, I'm
creations.
Sure they are.
Captain America.
I mean, I probably don't. Like, I like being on Earth. I don't think I could stand to be one of the alien Green Lanterns or anything like that. Cause,
oh, the squirrel? Or...
Well, I was going to say, like, try and walk around, like, downtown St. Catharines as Kilowog. And...
yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, so there's been plenty of Spider-Man villains in the movies. Is there any characters you haven't seen in a movie yet that you'd want to see making a first appearance?
Spider Slayers. I think the Spider Slayers are a good one to throw in there, like, later in a franchise if you get people afraid of Spider-Man. So, like, that Alistair Smythe. I don't think they've done a Scorpion yet.
They haven't.
Scorpion would be an interesting one to see, too. Because he always had an interesting dynamic of him not really want, like, him getting stuck. And a lot of the good Spider-Man villains are them in a science experiment gone wrong, right? Like Doc Ock, Electro, Green Goblin, Scorpion,
Lizard.
Sandman, Lizard. Like, all these are science experiments gone wrong, which is where Spider-Man was doing some of its best stuff. And even, I'd be interested to see how they do a Kraven's Last Hunt.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So.
That was a series where Kraven the Hunter essentially buried Spider-Man alive in the ground. And how long was he under there? Like a week?
Yeah. And then went around, running around in Spider-Man's costume, assuming that he could be better than Spider-Man.
And there was this epic drawing of Spider-Man clawing his way out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, there's a couple good Spider-Man villains that you could bring in. And
yeah. Carnage?
You have to do a good Venom before you can do a good Carnage, and that is unfortunately
true.
Sort of very much tied together, because Carnage is very tied into Venom and that, like, the symbiote creature. So depending on how you do the symbiote storyline, doing Carnage... How do you do it without just being a rehash of the villain you just did? Like, say your second movie's Venom, your third movie's Carnage. How do you change that to not just be another Venom?
Yeah, you're right, actually. I'd like to see a good Spider-Man Kingpin movie.
I was going to say Kingpin, but I was going to say I liked the Kingpin in the Daredevil movie.
Yeah.
And that's where I wish we had a little more crossover in the Marvel movies, because it would have been really nice to see Michael Clark Duncan... Even just cameo as the Kingpin.
Yeah, he did his voice on the Neil Patrick Harris cartoon.
He did.
Yeah. Cool. Who do you consider to be the best comic book movie casting? Like an actor that just was awesome at that role. That you couldn't see anybody else playing that role.
Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. Like, I don't think anybody... captured that playboy partying lifestyle in a person as well as he managed to.
True. Kristen?
I agree. I also never ever want to see anybody else besides Chris Hemsworth as Thor, because yum.
And that's it too. I'll also say Patrick Stewart.
Definitely.
Patrick, I don't think you could put anybody else in that chair and have them resonate the same way. Like, a lot of, we'd say, like, the traditional bald actors that you'd want to put in that, I don't think read with the same warmth and empathy that you get from Patrick Stewart, just in that role.
Right.
So, and I mean, people have been clamoring for him to play that role forever. Mm-hmm. And so I think he was just perfect for it.
I would also like to throw in Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, too.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, I mean... Seeing him in some of the things I've seen him in, you don't think he'd be Wolverine. Like, I mean, you watch Kate and Leopold in, like, fresh creamery butter. Is there anything? I just want to see him redo, like, I think it'd be a great viral marketing campaign. Have Hugh Jackman refilm scenes from other movies he's been in, but as Wolverine.
Brilliant.
In those scenes. So you just do the fresh creamery butter scene with Wolverine. You do a Les Mis scene with Wolverine. Like,
nice. I want to see that now. You get on that as well.
I got to talk to Hugh Jackman.
Not to mention if you're listening,
let me know.
He seems like a nice enough guy.
I would love to meet him. I think he'd like.
He always seems so cool in his interviews, too.
I'd love anybody with a musical theater
Paul
background.
Taffy, special request for next year?
Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, if you have to waste your entire budget on Hugh Jackman, I will deal with every other member of Saved by the Bell and 90210 to get Hugh Jackman there. I will meet Jar Jar Binks and shake his hand and be the first person in line to do it if Hugh Jackman.
Pat him on the back and say, great job, Jar Jar. Wow. Okay, on the flip side of the coin, who do you think is the worst comic book casting?
I never bought Jessica Alba as Sue Storm.
No.
So, that was probably my big problem with that. Michael Chiklis. Like, I have more problems with the casting in the Fantastic Four movies, because I didn't like Michael Chiklis as the Thing either. Yeah. I wish they had done with the Thing what they had done with Hulk, which was more of a motion capture to make him bigger and make him more of that Rocky brute. Because I think just him in the rubber suit, like, you lose some of the imposing monstrous quality to the Thing.
Yeah.
So, but no, Jessica Alba was not Sue Storm in any way, shape, or form.
Not a direct superhero themselves, but Colby Smulders. I couldn't buy her because I'm just like, what the fuck is Robin Scherbatsky doing there? And that was more, you know, precedent and typecast, not quite typecasting her, but in her common role than anything. But yeah, I couldn't buy it. I couldn't buy her as a strong military type because I
just couldn't. Same way, yeah. I had a hard time, like, I liked Chris Evans as Captain America, but having seen him as Human Torch pulls you out of it a little bit when you're like, you're Human Torch. Like, you're Human Torch with better muscles, but still Human Torch.
Yeah, I do that too with the typecasting actors and stuff.
And then usually I can get over it, but because she just, I guess she had a very strong dominant attitude, much like she does, and How I Met Your Mother, it's just, I couldn't get past it.
I don't think anybody was worse than Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze, though.
Yes, how could we have forgotten him, man?
Because I was just trying to go through the Batman movies, and I'm like, okay, who, like, how did that go? And yeah, no, Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, Mr. Freeze was, like, the tortured, delicate scientist.
Mm-hmm. That should have been Patrick Stewart as well.
No,
because
I think that would have killed Patrick Stewart's chances of taken seriously in the X-Men movies. I think everybody would have just been like, oh, the guy who played the terrible Mr. Freeze in the Batnipple movie? Like, no, he was right to stay the heck away from that. But no, there was a bunch of people that you could have had do that, like, a Mr. Freeze kind of role. Like, there's a lot of people that have done... Mm-hmm. I mean, even get, like, Michael Shanks. Or...
Okay.
Or Stargate the movie Michael Shanks.
Okay, James Spader.
James Spader. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, somebody who can play an intellectual, but at the same time, like, offer some depth to the character. I'm trying to think of other actors that can do...
With no ice puns.
Like, science well. I mean, like, hell, dude, like, take, like, a Brent Spiner kind of person. Like, he did Data for the longest time. Like, there's an emotionless...
Okay.
Character that you can have play is very cold, and I mean, you see him play Lore, and he can play a bad guy. He can play different roles, so you can easily have somebody like that playing like early Victor Freeze as like a scientist with his wife, and then have the changeover into like the dark, brooding supervillain.
Okay, yeah, someone who's not going to say stupid ice puns every 2 seconds.
And at the same time, I think they cast too old for Robin.
Yeah.
Like, a 22-year-old, like, why does a 22-year-old need to live at home with Val Kilmer? This is just kind of reading as creepy, Val Kilmer.
I never thought of that,
Like, there's a reason Batman goes, I'll take him in as a ward. Clearly, he has no parents. Yeah, he's like 14.
Dick Grayson was a little kid in the original comics.
Like, he was running around for a couple of years as Robin before he even decided to go to college. Clearly he was a young kid who needed to be in a home. Like, when Robin in from Batman Forever can motorcycle his way around the world himself, I mean, I guess he was trying to play young, but he doesn't read that way in the movie at all.
Right.
Like, you needed a younger actor in that. It's funny because you take somebody like, who the guy who's playing Kick-Ass now.
Aaron Johnson.
Aaron Johnson. He would have been a fine Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've got younger actors that are doing some good work. Like, take... I mean, they had things like Percy Jackson in the Olympians. Like, kid did well enough as a kid's action star that I think you can hand him a role like Robin and he'd be serious enough in it. Or, I mean, any of the, teen dramas that have been running on TV at the time. I mean, Ben McKenzie ended up doing the voice of did the voice of Batman in Batman Year One.
Okay.
He was from the OC.
Oh, okay.
He was playing, a tortured teen orphan in that movie, in that TV show. Give him Robin.
There you go.
He was physically built enough, I don't know. There's enough, I don't think they give enough credit to young actors to try and do the role, and they end up casting them way too old. That's why I'd hate to see, a Teen Titans movie, because I think everybody would be, 30.
Yeah.
And you need them to be younger to buy into that they're young. You want, a young Nightwing. You want Nightwing to almost be the oldest figure in that team. The oldest actor on that team. And then it gives you something to do with something like a Raven, Beast Boy. 18, 19-year-old actors that can do something and still look like they could be young.
Yeah. Cool.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, K2 here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstu.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstu.sensi.ca.
Tony Stark gives you a custom Iron Man suit. What one special feature do you want the suit to have more than any other?
Ooh. See, I don't know what the defaults are going to be in there already sometimes, so... I could stand for oxygen supply to go into outer space for a little bit. I could deal with that. Or being able to jack into any computer system remotely.
That'd be cool.
I think he can do that already in the suit, but...
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's there, because I'd just love to just... Be like, nope, I'm on the CNN webpage now as I fly by and change the headline to Awesome Iron Man Flies By Our Building.
All I can think about is ways that I can make it clean my house.
Oh, cool.
So there you go. You get sterilizing blasters.
The iron vacuum.
Well, just think about it. An Iron Man cleaning suit. You have soap dispensing jets. Cleaning, like a water dispenser, drying formulas, vacuum. It could work. You want it for day-to-day life?
That would come in handy. Yeah, I gotta admit.
I don't think you need, Hulkbuster armor in your day-to-day life.
Oh, can you imagine? All right, we have the speed round here. I came up with a couple, so I'll steal some from Lou Ferrigno or Mark Ruffalo?
I'm not sure I saw the first one, so I'm going to go with Mark Ruffalo.
Lou Ferrigno was the old TV show.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Green paint guy with the big hair.
I just love Lou Ferrigno so much. I think he's just done so much for the community more, yeah, embracing that role, and I'll go with him.
Cool. Ewoks or Jawas?
Ewoks.
I hate both so equally. I like the designs of Jawas better.
Alright.
Well, I've said it before. My imaginary friends when I was a kid were the Ewoks, mm-hmm, so that's a given.
Which means one of her imaginary friends was a leprechaun.
Wasn't necessarily that one.
I just found out that there was two Ewok movies in the 80s, and there was one with a whole family, and the dad was the principal from the Breakfast Club who gave them all detention.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's awesome. I want to see the Breakfast Club with Ewoks.
He was also the a-hole cop from Die Hard.
No, I just want to see, like, all of, like, 16 candles with Ewoks. Or, like...
Oh, scary thing is, Diana has them both downloaded, so maybe a future show.
There you go.
All right, He-Man or Skeletor?
He-Man.
He-Man.
All right. Odd Job or Jaws?
Odd Job.
I don't remember which one he was.
Odd Job was the one with the cool hat.
He was the Asian fellow who would throw his hat at you and chop your head off.
Yeah, yeah. That's just cool, especially because they've, you know, debunked that on Mythbusters.
And Random Task.
Oh, yeah, you were saying, yeah. Who throws a shoe? All right, Halle Berry as Catwoman or Halle Berry as Storm?
Oh, Halle Berry is Storm.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that because there's no worse. Than
there was at least other people in that movie to salvage it and take screen time away from her.
That's true.
That was not actually Catwoman in any way, shape, or form.
You're right. Good point. All right. Best first movie by a member of the cast of Friends. Jennifer Aniston in a Leprechaun, Courtney Cox in Masters of the Universe, or Matthew Perry in She's Out of Control.
I'm going to just go with Masters of the Universe. I guess we're on a He-Man kick tonight. I happen to like Masters of the Universe.
I only remember Leprechaun because I've seen it recently. I don't think I've seen Masters of the Universe, and it's been a long time since I saw the Matthew Perry one, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't good.
Well, the star of it was Tony Danza, so let's put it that way.
Okay, I'm just going to go with Leprechaun,
man.
I guess.
The last Tony Danza movie I saw, I think, was the garbage-picking, field-goal-kicking Philadelphia phenomenon.
Made-for-TV
movie where Tony Danza is a garbage man who's really good at kicking punts and gets signed on to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
Anyway.
I might have to make us watch that in the future.
No.
There's a bad movie for you.
I think he was in the new Angels in the Outfield as well.
Mm. Yes, he was. And Christopher Lloyd was in that, too.
Yeah.
So it's got some geek cred.
He's, Joseph Gordon-Levitt actually just directed his first movie. It's a drama, and Tony Danza plays his dad in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Is his character's name Jonathan, then? Like, we can have, like, some continuity?
I bet you Tony Danza's name will be Tony. Oh, God. Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
In general?
Yeah.
Like, as an actress?
As a person or as a random physical object to be desired?
I don't know. Courtney Cox, I guess.
Either one.
Courtney Cox or Arquette. Let's be precise.
Arquette. Yes.
Unless she's gotten divorced by now, for all
They're
I
separated.
Know. Well, are they? I don't know.
He's creepy, so I don't know. Spider-Man 3 or X-Men 3?
X-Men 3.
Yeah.
I even thought about that one today. And as I'm watching Spider-Man 3, I'm like, I gave this way too much credit back in the day. I hate this way more than this last stand.
Wow. Okay, Super Friends or Spider Friends?
Not familiar with either.
The Spider Friends was Spider-Man, Iceman, and Firestar all hanging out in Aunt May's house. It was an 80s cartoon.
Yeah.
Super Friends were Superman, Batman and Robin, Aquaman and Wonder Woman. And the Wonder Twins?
The Wonder Twins and their monkey Glee color.
They were from outer space. They had purple outfits, brother and sister. They were touch
Wonder
hands.
Wonder Twins, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
Wonder
Twins.
Powers activate.
Yeah.
And one of them could turn into any animal in the world. The other guy could turn into water.
Well, any form of water. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I'm giving
it to...
Yes. Well, Gleek's job was he would carry the bucket that had him as water.
Yeah, no, I hated Gleek so much, I'm giving this to the Spider Friends.
And the Spider Friends would always yell, "Spider Friends, go for it," and run off into battle.
Well, because that was the at the time, it was the annoying animal sidekicks, because they had had the success of Scooby-Doo and all the Hanna-Barbera animal cartoons, so... And I think Super Friends was made by the Hanna-Barbera studio.
Yes, it was, yep.
So everything they made had to have, like, an animal sidekick in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just horrible, because it was... They got pretty close with, like, the Herbie the Robot and the terrible Fantastic Four cartoon that didn't have Human Torch in it.
Yeah, well, the Spider-Man and Amazing Friends, they had an adorable dog called Miss Lion.
No, I remember that. I just was not as annoyed by that dog as I was by Gleek.
Diana, my daughter, hated that dog as well. She kept complaining anytime that dog would show. We watched it, like, late last year, and... Why is that dog there? There's no need for that dog to be there.
Well, and that was the thing. It was the tacked-on animal to try and appeal to even younger audiences, right?
Yep.
Because, I mean, even, like, Johnny Quest at the time. Like, Johnny Quest's puppy and...
Yeah.
Bandit?
I don't remember.
God, that's going to bug me later. Anyways.
Everyone had a monkey or a dog.
Yeah, it was like monkeys and dogs. Those were like the big ones, because even the comics at the time, you had like Ace the Bat Hound and Crypto and... Yeah.
Yep. Wonder Man or Captain Atom?
Oof. I've read more stories with Captain Atom, and Wonder Man just seemed so generic.
He was, yeah.
He's just... I'm a strong guy. Like, yeah, good for you. Congratulations. Oh, go back to the all-night gym. Like,
Wonder Man was a cheap B-movie actor who somehow wound up on the Avengers for a time. He had one of his costumes was his awful jacket with a turtleneck and red sunglasses.
Yep. And he'd often just wear, like, a black T-shirt and a just giant red W.
Yep.
And
he couldn't fly, so he had these jets on his belt, which I don't understand how they didn't burn his ass or feet while he's flying around.
Okay, let's talk about the Rocketeer then, if you want to get into that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I want to see, like, titanium ass chats on the Rocketeer just to heat shield that.
Oh, jeez.
No, at least Captain Atom, like, his thing was radiation, right? Like,
yeah.
He could absorb radiation, he could dish it out. Because he was contained in that suit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he was a being of energy. That's different than so many superheroes.
And he had this horrible side effect that if he absorbed too much energy, he would go forward into the future. So you didn't know if he was dead or not, or 5 years later he'd show up again.
Yeah. Or because he was all energy, like, in a contained suit, if his suit got damaged too much, there was a chance that he'd just, like, nuclear explosion.
He was a safe guy to have around in the Justice League.
He was fine. Like, you send him in all the time to fight the bad guys.
Theoretically, he might actually be able to travel at the speed of light, though.
True. That's it. That's it for the Geek Survey.
Right on.
Thanks for playing, guys. This was the third longest Geek Survey we've done. 32 minutes. So, thanks for coming out tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bomer, for the questions.
And, we'll see y'all next time right here on We Got the Geek.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.